Steve Friedman. So how do we determine who's going to be a good leader? What if we could know what kind of a leader a person would be? We would need to know what that person is like, what their hopes, their dreams, their aspirations, fears, and values are. Sounds like a job for a psychologist, right? Well, ask the average person to name a psychologist, and 9 times out of 10, they'll say...
Freud.
Freud. I guess Frasier off Cheers doesn't count.
Sheesh. Freud? I mean, you know, duh.
Sigmund Freud did for psychology what Albert Einstein did for physics. He popularized it. Warning, the following scenes show an actual surgical procedure. Viewer discretion is advised. Both doctors were there again, and Dr. Lear brought his special test equipment. Guests came to view this important procedure in a private room with an HDTV. Everyone thought the surgery would be uneventful. The implant was only a little ways under the skin, and there was exhaustive documentation on its location. Even though that was true, Steve Colburn decided to start by doing another ultraviolet light test to look for any unusual marks on the skin in the area of the proposed incision.
Which leg has the implant?
This one.
Then a strange thing happened. None of the external test devices worked properly, or at least like they did before in Dr. Lear's offices. At Port Fouchon in Leeville, Louisiana, a tightly choreographed cycle of activity supports the daily job of drilling offshore.
Comes to drilling in the deep water, we're the service base that handles that.
Facilities like Port Fouchon provide jobs, contracts to local companies, and a steady stream of traffic, which means revenue for local businesses.
We live off the land. So that not only includes the fishing, commercial fishing, recreational fishing industry, it also means the fossil fuel industry.
On April 20th, 2010, badly behind schedule and over budget, the Deepwater Horizon was working in over 5,000 feet of water, preparing to cap a well it had drilled to a target depth of over 18,000 feet. As a final step, the crew began pumping seawater down the drill string to displace drilling fluid known as mud to a nearby support vessel, the Damon Bankston.
You could feel the explosion, the blast.
The next morning, the smoke plume rising from the inferno could be seen from space as the rig burned for 2 days before it finally sank to the bottom of the Gulf.